For the families of the missing Israeli prisoners, 2 years of waiting are now at an end. This was the moment they'd been expecting and dreading. They gathered at the border with Lebanon to watch the coffins come home. DNA testing still has to confirm that these are in fact the bodies of Ehud Goldwasser and Eldad Regev. The soldiers were captured 2 years ago by the Lebanese militia group Hezbollah. And this was how Israel retaliated. A 34-day war against Lebanon. Israel's army is regarded as the strongest in the region. But the war failed to achieve either of its goals, securing the soldiers' return and destroying Hezbollah. For the Israelis, it was a bitter pill. It took 2 years of negotiation to reach a deal. Final approval came only on Tuesday. In return for the bodies of the two soldiers, Israel is handing over 5 Lebanese prisoners. They include Samir Kantar, jailed nearly 30 years ago for killing 3 Israelis, including a child.
I cannot understand what the Lebanese are so glad about and happy about. They sacrifice over 700 of the best warriors and all their economy, and what they get for what they did, they get a murderer, a bloody murderer of 3 years, 3.5 years old girl.
In anticipation of the prisoners' return, Lebanon has declared a national holiday. For Israel, the deal is a painful necessity. For Lebanon, it's a triumph. Its prisoners will only cross the border once the DNA tests on the 2 Israeli bodies have confirmed their identity. But if all goes to plan, by the end of the day, there'll be no more Lebanese militants in Israeli jails. Alex Kruger, BBC News.